This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. A Russian transport jet Friday delivered the first parts of a $2.2 billion Russian missile system to a Turkish military base outside Ankara, causing concern from Brussels to Washington. Turkish Defense Minister Hulusi Akar told Acting U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper by phone that Ankara remains under what he called a serious air and missile threat, and buying the S-400s was a necessity. He added it did not indicate a change in Turkey's strategic orientation. Washington says the S-400, with its advanced radar that could potentially be used to target NATO jets, threatens to compromise NATO military systems in Turkey. The United States has ruled out delivery of its latest F-35 jets if the Russian missiles are deployed. Turkish firms that are part of the consortium that is building the F-35 face the possibility of being frozen out. Police in Gibraltar said Friday they had released all four crew members of the Iranian Grace 1 tanker on bail without charge after officials detained the ship last week on suspicion of breaking European sanctions by taking oil to Syria. Gibraltar police said earlier Friday that they had arrested the two second mates from the tanker one day after the vessel's captain and chief officer were detained. In a statement, the police said all four crew members received bail with conditions. It did not elaborate, but said the investigation was ongoing and that the Grace 1 remains in custody. Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said the ship's destination led to its seizure.
And we are being clear to Iran that we are not seeking to escalate this situation. The reason that the Grace 1 was seized was because of the destination. It was going to Syria. That was a clear breach of sanctions.
This